insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
Ya bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
We arrived at verse 124. We need to remind the listeners that if you remember from verse 47 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a verse that we see is sort of repeated in 122, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. In verse 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون. A similar verse, of course, in this is 123 that I recited to you. Similar was the verse 48. After those two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us stories about Bani Israel and the blessings that He had upon them. And then He started talking about Bani Israel and other people of the book, the Christians. That section of this surah has come to an end with these two verses. The two verses are repeated again, reminding the points. Okay, so the beginning and the end, it emphasizes, O children of Israel, remember my blessing which I bestowed upon you, and that I gave you an advantage over all nations. And beware of the day when no soul shall compensate for another, neither shall any ransom be accepted from it, nor shall any intercession benefit it, nor will they be helped. Now, in case there's a doubt in anyone's mind, these two verses that are not exactly repeated, but the meanings are there in those in the beginning verses. This is not something that would be considered a repetition that is useless. This is stressing the emphasis. At the beginning of the story, it says, O children of Israel, remember the verses and remember that there will be a day that you are going to be judged based on your actions, and nothing is going to replace and nothing is going to be able to help you. And then it mentions the stories, and then it reemphasizes that point that we've told you all of this, you're still not accepting, but beware, remember, we gave you that special blessing. We bestowed that upon you. And we gave you advantage over all, but you should be careful, and don't forget there will be a day that you're going to be judged based on your actions. So watch out. So that's emphasis. After that section of this surah comes to an end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to discuss issues regarding Prophet Ibrahim. This is a very important section of the chapter. Of course, the whole chapter, the whole Quran is very important. But Some of the sections include points that are even more important compared to the others. The beginning of the story, or what is going to be mentioned about Prophet Ibrahim, starts with this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words, and he fulfilled them, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. He said, I am making you the Imam of mankind. قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. He said, and from among my descendants. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, my pledge does not extend to the unjust. As you can see, the issue of imamate has been mentioned in this verse, and that is why we explain this is one of the very important verses of the Holy Quran, and this section is talking about this very important point about Prophet Ibrahim. So inshallah, in this session and hopefully in more sessions to come, we will try to clarify certain issues regarding this verse, which obviously when we get to the issue of imamat that's mentioned in this verse, there are issues that we understand from this verse and other verses of the Holy Quran regarding that, and we need to clarify some of those points and some doubts that are mentioned regarding this issue using the verses of the Holy Quran, inshallah. The first point that we come across in this verse is the word. Let's first understand what the words mean and then get to the combination and what the message that's being trying to be conveyed is. We find a word saying kalimat, certain words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words and he fulfilled them, he said, I am making you the Imam of mankind. What does that mean? Tested Abraham with certain words, or words mentioned? Is there an oral test or something like that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to? That is not the case. Apparently, kalimat, and which is, you know, kalimah means word, and kalimat is the plural of that, which is translated, has been translated to words. What that is referring to is events and things that happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his creation of things, of beings, of situation, and what he does basically. He refers to it metaphorically as words. For those who haven't heard or haven't paid attention to the verse that says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. His thing is, or what he does is, whenever he wants something done, he just says to it, be, and it is. Okay, so that concept of creation and doing what he wills has been explained through the metaphor of speaking and saying things. Again, for those who haven't paid attention to that, the issue of creation is not a matter of words. It is not like Al-Ayadu Billah, and God forbid, he has got a mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any parts. Having a mouth is accepting a flaw in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is being limited and needing to have different parts to be able to survive and to be able to exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any parts. So he does not have a mouth, and he does not need to create sounds with his mouth, if he had one, al-ayadu billah, to make these wavelengths, and then afterwards they somehow turn into something else and they do what he asks for. This is not the way it works. Now, this is a very in-depth topic, and I don't want to get into that right now, but just to clarify some people's minds regarding that issue, that's not how it works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it, and it occurs. And willing is not something that you use any means. Willing, we can understand what that is. When you decide to do something, when you decide to move your hand, you don't first, you don't imagine this and you tell your hand, move. You just will it and it moves. Again, that is still not the same as what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is like when he creates something or he makes something happen. But it's similar, and that's why we use that example. In the Holy Quran, that is referred to, or the metaphor that is used for explaining that is words. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be, and it is. So any event that takes place is, in that metaphor, a word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Therefore, this verse, when it says that we, or His Lord, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ, the Lord of Abraham tested him with certain words, means with certain events. There are the tests. Now, one of the most important ones that we find in the Holy Quran was the issue of the beheading and the slaughtering of his own son that was seen in a dream. You know that Prophet Ibrahim used to receive his revelation in dreams or in the form of dreams, which is its own very interesting topic of talking about dreams, which inshallah when we reach that verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that event and saying that Prophet Ibrahim saw that in the dream. But in any case, after the Prophet saw that happening, that meant that he's going to have to perform that, and that is a command that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He decided to follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was willing to sacrifice his own son. That was one of the last tests. There's other ones as well we will discuss, inshallah. That is what these words are, these events, these different tests, not a verbal test that you ask something and they give a reply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Prophet Abraham with events, very difficult ones, as inshallah we will come to explain when the verses get us there, inshallah. Once he passed those tests, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ, and he fulfilled them, and he finished them. قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am going to make you the Imam of an-nas, the people.
يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
The rest of the explanation we're going to have to leave for the following session. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to understand more and to be able to pass the test that He gives us at our level in our lives. Inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك